It's time to work on New Year's resolutions, and we've got some tips when it comes to your credit.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. It's time to get ourselves organized for a brand new year. And here to help with that, at least where it comes to our credit, is Heather Battison. She's a vice president at TransUnion, and she joins us now on the line. Heather, let's start with rising interest rates and your tips for consumers on how to prepare for that.
Absolutely. So, with the rise of the anticipated rates, and probably going to happen even more than once, anyone paying loan interest will likely see an increase in their monthly payments. So it's really important to make a resolution to save more in preparation for that. And this, abide by a budget. When you're doing your holiday spending this year, making sure that you abide by that budget, and when the bills start coming in, you're going to have to start making, you know, those higher payments. I think it's also important, as you know, we're talking about the holiday budgeting, is, you know, when these bills come around in January, you're hopefully not going to have that holiday hangover. Paying the minimum balance can increase the amount of interest paid, especially in the light of the Federal Reserve interest rate increase. So this may have a negative impact on your credit. Make a resolution to pay off your credit card balances and other debts as soon as possible and as quickly as possible. I would really advise folks to not just pay that monthly minimum. It's going to hurt you in the end. If you can, try to pay the entire balance off in full.
Something else that's always important is to dust off your credit report, and especially if you haven't looked at it lately.
Yes. First of all, you can get your credit report for free from all three bureaus once a year at annualcreditreport.com. But as you just stated, it is important to dust it off, but you should be looking at it frequently. Unfortunately, identity theft is on the rise. It was just the other day that we learned of the Yahoo breach, and there's certainly other breaches all of the time. And it's important for you to make sure that you go back and review your credit report, not only to see where you stand, but also to scan the information that is there, make sure that it is all, in fact, your information and your behavior. Take into account of where you are spending your money. I mean, as we have just pointed out, that identity theft is on the rise. Make sure that, you know, the sites that you're purchasing things from online are, you know, have that HTTPS and are, in fact, secure. And again, making, you know, keeping yourself financially fit, it's a process. You're not going to be able to make changes right away or even within the first month. You have to think of it as something that's going to be ongoing in the practice to keep you in better shape. So I would say, you know, yes, make sure you do review the information on your credit report and check in every once in a while, because it is a living and breathing document that changes. So making sure that you do check in on it every so often is very helpful, and as you're trying to get a better hold on your finances.
You say setting smartphone alerts can also help keep you on time and organized with your bills.
Yeah, just a simple tip. Late payments can have a negative credit score impact. So set your smartphone alerts for bill payments to ensure that all of your financial obligations are paid on time and in full each month. Again, it's that full each month. If you can afford to do so, that's going to be the most beneficial on your credit.
We're talking about New Year's resolutions for managing your credit with TransUnion's Heather Battison, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Heather, this is a time of year when many people basically realize they've spent more than they planned to over the holidays. What are your tips for paying down holiday debt?
Well, if you can afford to do so, make sure that you try to pay more than that minimum balance when it comes in. Try to pay the whole thing, or the whole whatever you owe. That's going to be the most helpful as it relates to your credit. As we stated before, identity theft, unfortunately, is on the rise. It sounds like, you know, that there's different instances that happen to friends and family all of the time. And especially when we just got through or in the middle of getting through the holiday season when we have increased spend, it's important to think about how secure is your information out there. So I really recommend you change all of your account passwords before and also after the holiday season in the new year, and making sure that those passwords are, in fact, all different depending on what the accounts are, just to make sure that you are secure. Another thing is making sure that you are aware of the changes that happen on your credit report. So there's different monitoring services out there. TransUnion Credit Monitoring does offer the alerts. So anytime there's a critical change to the information on your report, you will receive an email alert to that information. If that information is not reflective of your own behavior, then that's a sign that you might be in trouble with identity theft, and you need to call the number that we have listed on our site to help you.
Anything else you think we'd be wise to know right now?
Yeah, I think that it's important to understand that credit is interwoven into all different aspects of our life, and just to be aware that what components are consistent in within your credit score and what information is on your report is always, always going to be helpful.
That's TransUnion's Heather Battison. Thank you so much for your time.
Great. Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.